Are you headed down the wrong road or know someone who is? Here's Pastor Jeff Shreve.
So I hear this message and I see that there are two ways to go. And God says, go his way. And my flesh and the devil and everything in me says, well, this way seems right to me. And this way seems too hard, Lord. So I want to go this way. And the Lord says, if you go that way, I will judge you for going that way because that way is wrong. So maybe you're down the road of the wrong way. You know what you can do? You can turn from those ways. You can get yourself back on the Lord's path. God wants to forgive. That's the heart of God. And it breaks God's heart to see so many people travel down the wrong road.
He can heal every scar.
Do you let your emotions, feelings, and circumstances dictate your path in life? Do you walk by faith or by sight? Sadly, many choose their own way over God's way and suffer the consequences for that terrible choice. In this pivotal message today on From His Heart, Pastor Jeff Shreve will encourage you to take the right path by ignoring the world's advice and believing God and His Word. The message is entitled, A Fork in the Road, and it's from the series Fake News, Exposing the Lies of the Devil. You can download any of these programs once they've aired, and you can listen to them again or pass them on to friends. The entire 8-message series is our thank you gift for your support of any amount this month. Just go to fromhisheart.org for more information, or I'll tell you more later. Our main text today is from Ezekiel chapter 18. We'll begin, though, in Genesis chapter 3. Here's Pastor Jeff explaining what to do when you reach a fork in the road.
Hey, what do you do when you're going your way and then you come to a situation, you come to a decision, you come to some kind of a fork in the road, and there's a sign that says God's way, and there's a sign that says my way? I want you to notice with me two truths from that idea of the two ways, because the Bible says in Proverbs 14, verse 12, there is a way which seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death. It might seem right that you can blow past the sign that says road out, road closed. It might seem right that you can travel there, and you might be able to travel there for a little while, but eventually you're going to run out of road because the bridge is out going that way. And that might seem right to you, but what's the end of that way? Death. The end of that way is death. So two truths. First truth, the devil wants you to think that God's way is all wrong. Yet you say the way of the Lord is not right. Hear now, O Israel, is my way not right? Is it not your ways that are not right? The lie from the devil is God's way is all wrong. Now, where do we get that from? We get that from Genesis chapter 3. When he slithers onto the pages of Scripture in Genesis 3 into the Garden of Eden, and he says to Eve, indeed has God said, you shall not eat from any tree of the garden? And the woman said to the serpent, from the fruit of the trees of the garden we may eat, but from the fruit that is in the middle of the garden, from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, we can't eat from it, nor touch it, lest we die. And the serpent said to the woman, you shall not die, for God knows that in the day you eat of it, your eyes will be opened and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. Hey, you don't want to go God's way, Eve. You can't trust God because God's holding out on you, babe. I mean, God said that the best is the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And if you eat of that tree, you're going to be like God and you'll know good and evil. And God doesn't want you to be like him. So God is keeping the best from you. Remember this, God doesn't keep the best from you. God keeps the best for you. Big, big difference. But the devil will say, no, God's keeping the best from you. And the lie of the devil is this, God is restrictive, God is dated, God is unfair, and God is boring. That's a big lie. All slamming the character of God and the personhood of God. And here's what the devil does, and this is how he works. Not only does he say that God is restrictive and dated and unfair and boring, But he says this, you know, when it comes to the forbidden, if it looks good and feels good, it is good and it is right. And it says in Genesis chapter 3, verse 6, when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, man, that looks good. Man, I bet it tastes good. It's good for food. Oh, I bet that'd make me big and strong. It's desirable to make one wise. It's a delight to the eyes. And everything said, eat, eat, eat. It's good, it's good. And if it looks good and feels good, it is good. It can't be wrong if it feels so right. And so that is the devil's lie. He wants you to think God's way is all wrong. But the second truth, the Lord wants you to know that his way is always right. It's always right. In Psalm 19, we read these words in the ERV, the easy to read version. The Lord's teachings are perfect. They give strength to his people. The Lord's rules can be trusted. They help even the foolish become wise. The Lord's laws are right. They make people happy. The Lord's commands are good. They show people the right way to live. Learning respect for the Lord is good. It will last forever. The Lord's judgments are right. They are completely fair. You mark it down. You are blessed and happy when you stop debating and start obeying. When you stop debating and start obeying, you say, stop debating. What do you mean stop debating? Well, so many people debate in their hearts as it relates to what God says to do. As they hit the fork in the road and they say, well, I can go this way. This way seems right to me, but God says go this way. And they're like, I just don't know. I don't know if that's right. Maybe that's not right. And they deliberate and debate in their hearts whether the word of God is right or not. Let me give you a scripture verse. Psalm 119, verses 47 and 48. I shall delight in your commandments, which I love, and I shall lift up my hands to your commandments, which I love, and I will meditate on your statutes. I lift up my hands to your commandments, which I love. Now, in the Old Testament, when you would lift up your hands, you did that to pray and to praise. But now I want you to think about this, too, because we know universal sign for surrender is this. So I lift up my hands to your commandments and I praise you for those, Lord, and I surrender myself to your commandments. We don't do that so much of the time. We definitely don't do that in America. We don't do that in our world today. We don't surrender to God's commandments. Now, I want to give you some areas where there are things that God clearly says that people today are saying, well, that's not right. The way of the Lord is not right. This isn't right. Let me give you the first area that's really big in the news today. We hear about it all the time. It has to do with sexual immorality. What God says concerning sexual immorality is right. Is right. God wrote the book on morality. He is the lawgiver. He's the one that says this is right and this is wrong. And when it comes to sexual immorality, God is the one that says this is right and this is wrong. Let me tell you, fornication, which is having sex and you're not married, is wrong. And how many times is it wrong? Every single time. It's wrong 100% of the time. Adultery is wrong. What is adultery? That's being married to someone and having sex outside of your marriage. That's wrong. 100% of the time, that's wrong. It's never going to be right. Adultery is wrong. Fornication is wrong. Homosexuality, wrong. It's wrong. I don't care who says what about it. It is wrong because that's what God says. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 9 through 11. See, we're talking about what does God say? And this is what he says. Do you not know that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Don't let somebody tell you that this way, the way of the Lord is wrong and this way is right. Do not be deceived, neither fornicators, those who have sex and they're not married, nor adulterers, fornicators, nor idolaters, those who worship the false god of money, let's say, nor adulterers, those who are married and having sex outside of their marriage, nor effeminate, that's a soft male, nor homosexuals, nor thieves, nor the covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor swindlers shall inherit the kingdom of God. Black print on white paper, that's what God says. And then he goes on to say, and such were some of you. But you were washed, but you were sanctified, but you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and in the Spirit of our Lord. Listen, when you read that list, you say, well, man, that nails me to the wall. Yeah, that nailed some Corinthians to the wall too, because they were fornicators and adulterers, and some were homosexual, and some were idolaters, and some were thieves. Hey, that a litany of sins, I read that list and say, I'm guilty of this, I'm guilty of this, I'm guilty of this. But you know what? I brought all my sin to Jesus. I didn't hold on to it and say, well, Lord, this is the way I am, and this is the way I'm going to be, and you're just going to have to accept me this way. I didn't do that. I brought my sin to Jesus, and I said, Lord, forgive me of all this. Turn from that. And then you're washed, and you're sanctified, and you're justified in the name of the Lord. Hey, what God says concerning sexual immorality is right. So when you watch TV and when you see these television sitcoms and the movies and all the stuff that they do, and you hear about it in school, and it's like, well, I guess that's okay. It's not okay. It's not okay, because the judge of all the earth tells you what is right and what is wrong. And you go down that path, there's a big sign that says road closed. And you keep going down that path, I promise you, you will go off a cliff. Because it doesn't, that road does not go through. Second area that's very big today in the news is the area of gender identity. Hey, what God says concerning gender identity is right. You say, what does God say concerning gender identity? Well, Jesus said this in Matthew chapter 19, quoting back from Genesis. And Jesus answered and said, have you not read that he who created them from the beginning made them male and female? And said, for this cause a man shall leave his father and mother and shall cleave to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. What is marriage according to Jesus? It's a male coming together with a female, and the two become one flesh. Marriage is between a man and a woman. And God made two genders, male and female. Two sexes and two genders. And if you are struggling with your gender, let me give you a little insight. Your sex is your gender. Your sex is your gender. It's not complicated. Hey, what God says concerning sexual immorality is right. What God says concerning gender identity is right. What God says, thirdly, about the sanctity of human life is right. Now, that's big in the news, isn't it? I mean, every election cycle, what do we talk about? We talk about the right to life. And you have one political party that has sold its soul and says you can't even run for office under our banner unless you adhere to a woman's right to choose to murder her baby. They leave that out. A woman's right to choose. To choose what? To choose to brutally murder her baby in the womb. Nobody has a right to do that. It's Psalm 139. For you formed my inward parts. You wove me in my mother's womb. I will give thanks to you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works, and my soul knows it very well. You know who's into abortion up to his eyeballs? The devil. The devil. What did the devil do in the Old Testament with Pharaoh? Kill the babies. Kill those Jewish babies. What happened in the New Testament with King Herod when Jesus was born in Bethlehem? Go into Bethlehem and kill all the children 2 years old and under. Kill the babies. What did they do in the Old Testament in Israel when they began to worship the false gods of Chemosh and Molech and the gods of Moab? They would take their babies and they would offer them in the fire. Kill the babies. God says human life is sacred. You protect that little one. John the Baptist was 6 months in his mother's womb when Mary came to see Elizabeth, and the baby leaped in her womb when Mary came because Jesus was in her womb. And that little baby, John the Baptist, God was knitting him together and forming him together. He was a person. In Jeremiah chapter 1, the Lord says, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. When does life begin? It begins at conception. That's what God says. Let me just say this. Anybody, now this is going to tick some people off that You're probably already mad, so it doesn't matter. Anybody who says that I'm a Christian and I believe the Bible and I am for abortion is a liar. A liar. You cannot say you believe the Bible and be for abortion. That is totally opposite of the scripture. And then area number four, what God says concerning anything is right. Anything. Now, it's just a catch-all. Anything that the Lord says is right. It says in the book of Psalm 119, verse 128, therefore I esteem right all your precepts concerning everything. All your precepts, all your laws, all your commandments concerning everything. Why? Because you're God. You created it all. You are judge, the judge of all the earth. You're the one who says this is right and this is wrong. And as I told you before, God's not willy-nilly with that. The things that are right, they're right because they come from a holy God. They wash with his nature. And the things that are wrong, they don't wash with his nature. That's why the devil, when he said to Eve, when you eat of that fruit, your eyes will be opened and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. They don't have the capacity that God has to be able to reflect things off of them because they're not holy, holy, holy God. How does God know what is good and evil? If it doesn't mesh with his nature, it's evil. Adam and Eve couldn't do that. Only God can do that because only God is holy, holy, holy. So you're blessed when you stop debating and you start obeying and you say, Lord, you know, now here's something to remember. It doesn't mean that you don't struggle in the area of sexual immorality, with lust, with pornography, with fornication, with adultery, maybe with homosexuality. You know, you can struggle with something without saying, oh, then this is okay. It's not okay. It's not okay, but there, you might feel a pull. I don't know very many men who don't feel a pull when it comes to lust. And the Bible says the prudent sees the evil and he hides himself. He turns away from it, but the naive go on and are punished for it. Listen, we all struggle with temptation, but what you don't ever do is say, well, I'm struggling with this sin, therefore I'm just gonna say this sin is not a sin and I'm gonna go for it. No, you lift up your hands to the commandments which you love and say, God, your way is right. I'm struggling to do your way, but your way is right and it's right concerning everything. Hey, you're blessed when you stop debating and start obeying, and you're blessed when you get yourself right with the Lord. So let's finish out Ezekiel chapter 18. Hear what the Lord says. Verse 26, when a righteous man turns away from his righteousness, commits iniquity and dies because of it, for his iniquity which he has committed, he will die. Again, when a wicked man turns away from his wickedness which he has committed and practices justice and righteousness, he will save his life. Why? Because, verse 28, he considered and turned away from all his transgressions which he had committed, he shall surely live, he shall not die. But the house of Israel says, the way of the Lord is not right. Are my ways not right, O house of Israel? Is it not your ways that are not right? Therefore, I will judge you, O house of Israel, each according to his conduct, declares the Lord God. Repent and turn away from all your transgressions so that iniquity may not become a stumbling block to you. Cast away from you all your transgressions which you have committed and make yourselves a new heart and a new spirit. For why will you die, O house of Israel? For I have no pleasure in the death of anyone who dies, declares the Lord God. Therefore, repent and live. So I hear this message and I see that there are two ways to go. And God says, go his way. And my flesh and the devil and everything in me says, well, this way seems right to me. And this way seems too hard, Lord. So I want to go this way. And the Lord says, if you go that way, I will judge you for going that way because that way is wrong. So maybe you're here and you're down the road of the wrong way. You know what you can do? You can consider your ways, just as that verse said in verse 28. You can turn from those ways. You can get yourself back on the Lord's path. You can get yourself right with God. God wants to save. God wants to forgive. For you, Lord, are good and ready to forgive and abundant in loving kindness to all who call upon you. That is God. That's the heart of God. And it breaks God's heart to see so many people travel down the wrong road. And he sends prophets and he sends people and he sends messages. Turn around, turn around, turn around. And people blow him off. You know, the idea that people have that, well, if everybody's doing it, can't be wrong if it feels so right. Everybody's doing it. You know what everyone was doing in Noah's day? The thoughts of their hearts were only evil continually. Everyone was sinning big time in Noah's day, except Noah and Mrs. Noah and Noah's three sons, Ham, Shem, and Japheth, and their three wives. And God says, I'm going to bring destruction on the earth. But I'm going to build a big boat, and it's got room on the boat. There's room at the cross for you. There's room for you in the ark of safety. And if you don't turn around, the rain's going to come and carry you away. And you say, well, God wouldn't do that. That's not in the heart of God. He has no pleasure in the death of anyone who dies. Therefore, repent and live. And Noah preached for 100 years of repentance. He was a preacher of righteousness. God's way is right. The way you people are going is wrong. And they blew him off and they laughed at him. And one day God says, Noah, come into the ark. And Noah came into the ark and God closed the door behind him. And 7 days later, you know what? It started to rain. And it didn't stop. And no doubt there were people in Noah's day as the water started to rise and as great fissures of the earth started opening up and just belching forth oceans of water. The people waded up to the ark and they were beating on the ark and they were saying, Noah, let us in. And Noah couldn't let them in because God had shut the door and the day of grace was over. Listen, this is a wake-up call for you, for me, for all of us. That God is a good God. God is a patient God, but God's patience doesn't last forever. And if you're going down the wrong road, you need to stop and consider your ways and turn around and go the way God wants you to go, because God is not lame. God is not boring. God is not a pleasure killer. In him is life, and the life was the light of men. And if you'll go God's way, you will be blessed, you will be happy, and one day you'll enter into the kingdom of heaven.
One day, the time of God's patience will be over. No one knows when that day is, but I know that today is the day of opportunity for you, if you're not a child of God. You've been listening today and your heart is being tugged at and you know that you've taken the wrong fork in the road a time or two, and you know it's not going to get any better when you're living like that. That tugging that you're feeling is God, and he is saying, come to me, forget the world. Surrender your all and become a child of God. I want a personal relationship with you. That is why I created you. Come to me now. That is what he's saying. Will you do that? I want to encourage you to go to fromhisheart.org, click the Why Jesus link for a lot of great information from Pastor Jeff that'll help you surrender your life to Christ and tell you why Jesus is the only way, the only truth, and the only life. Plus, there's some free resources to download to help you as well. Again, go to fromhisheart.org, click the Why Jesus link, and we're praying for you today. Today's message was entitled A Fork in the Road, and it's one of 8 in Pastor Jeff's series, Fake News, Exposing the Lies of the Devil. It's our gift of thanks for your support this month. You can find out more at fromhisheart.org or call 866-40-BIBLE. Thank you for joining us today on From His Heart. And be right back here on Friday when Pastor Jeff will help you increase your victories and say goodbye to defeats with another lesson from the revealing series, Fake News, Exposing the Lies of the Devil. We'll see you Friday right here on From His Heart. From His Heart is the listener-supported broadcast ministry of Dr. Jeff Shreve, speaking the truth in love to a lost and a hurting world. Remember, no matter what, God loves you, and he has a wonderful plan for your life. Find out more. Go to FromHisHeart.org.